Alright, this is interview number two with my second senior, Vince Hernandez. I just wanted to say thank you, Vince, for taking the time out your day to...
No problem, man.
...to allow me to interview you. Mm-hmm. Greatly appreciate it. We're going to start off with the first question, and that is, when do you expect to graduate?
I expect to graduate May 2019, of course, with my Bachelor's of Science degree in kinesiology.
All right, very nice. Why did you choose this field to study?
I chose AES because I was on my high school's baseball team and I love cross country. I've always been an active person and I wanted to really grow my knowledge about the mind and how to integrate my faith in respecting my body through Christ. And I feel I've really done that here at APU. It's such a great experience here and I can't believe it's going to be coming to an end in 6 months. So that's, you know, it's kind of sad, but
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. That's how I felt about graduating high school just this year. What are your feelings about the next step? I know I was pretty nervous coming to college, starting as a freshman.
You know, it's a little nerve wracking, but my faith is strong and I know I could keep going in the right direction and then I'll be okay, you know? It's going to take a lot of hard work, but I know I'm here for a reason, and it's up to me to complete what I've started in my journey. Even though with the job that I've done, in a sense, I'll always be willing to find out new things, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Do you have any certifications underneath your belt that you've already acquired or you're trying to get?
So far, currently, I have a CPR certification, and I'm also a certified personal trainer.
Nice, it's very nice. Is that your main occupation? Do you train people like all the time, just a weekend thing or?
Actually, no. I do that on the side. I'm an intern. I'm on an intern job as an OT, and training assistant. I love helping people, and the cherry on top is that I get a decent amount of pay from it.
Nice, it's very nice. All right, let me go back to my questions. So our fifth question is going to be, what's your next step? In education, in your career, like what's your next step? Do you want to go back to school? Do you want to continue?
My goal is to become a full-time OT. I love the sense of helping people and coming up with solutions and how to best benefit a person in the way of their life. I feel I have a lot more to learn, which is why I want to go back.
Definitely. All right. Is there any general advice that you could shoot out there for a college freshman or a transfer coming here to APU?
Sometimes it can be confusing coming into college. Me, I didn't know what I wanted to do coming into APU. I was scared. I was going into a field where I wasn't happy or going to get bored. I finally just sat down with myself and thought about it. And I actually searched online for a few different careers and how to obtain them. I finally came across PT and OT, and I had to make a decision, you know. I was happy with the choices for myself, and I love every second of it. It wasn't easy, but the best is to just take the progress with you and just go down the road.
That's right. I completely agree with that. All right. Is there any advice, being a kinesiology major, you know, having that experience over these 4 years and as you continue to, as you've already worked, you know, your personal training job and, you know, working as an OT assistant and continue your education, is there any advice that you could give, you know, just studying this field?
Personally, I'd say, of course, you have to love working with people and for people, and the benefit of them. But overall, make sure you love the field, you know, just make sure you enjoy what you're doing, because later on in life, you always, you know, you don't just want to be miserable with your job, you know, just for the money situation or whatever, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Things aren't going to be easy and simple. You're going to have to put in work. That's where the part of enjoying your job comes in, you know.
All right, Michael, well, I greatly appreciate your time and your efforts with me and the patience that you had during this interview.
Yeah, man, of course. No problem.
Anytime. And that wraps up the second senior interview. Thanks again, Vincent.
Yeah, definitely, Vincent. Definitely, I definitely agree with that. You know, I don't want to. So one of my fears was not being able to choose or decide on what I wanted to do, and I feel like this is definitely something I definitely want to do for a really long time, and it definitely makes me happy that I know that. But that pretty much wraps up the interview. I just want to say thank you again for the time, your effort, your patience with me during this interview. Definitely appreciate it a lot. And that's out.